That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
All right, good evening. Welcome to the Hoosier Huddle Podcast. I'm Sammy Jacobs. Along with me is Rhett Lewis, former Hoosier wide receiver, current IU radio analyst, and member of NFL Network. Rhett, how are you on this Thanksgiving week?
What's up, Sammy? Great to chat with you outside of the broadcast booth here. We usually have a good little a couple good little chats throughout the games, sitting up there with you right next to me, which I always love having. Always appreciate your great insight and in statistical analysis as we go through each of the games. So, yeah, excited to chat with you about the bucket game, man. I mean, there's no greater week to be an Indiana football Hoosier than the week where we get to take home the Old Oaken bucket at the end of it.
Yeah, Purdue week was always my favorite week as a student. Red, yep. Take us through as a player what the rivalry between IU-Purdue is on the football field.
Yeah, and I assume this is a nice family podcast, so I won't get into too many specifics here, but, you know, there are certain acronyms that we like to use when it comes to that team that plays in that city that is, you know, north until you smell it and west till you step in it. But there's lots of other fun little, phrases and thoughts that we have about Purdue, but I think while there is certainly a level of, let's be honest, there's a level of hatred, it's an in-state rivalry, but at the root of all rivalries, there's great respect because you have an opportunity and you understand that each team, regardless of record or how well they're playing, has a chance to win this game. You know, it doesn't matter year in and year out, does not matter whether you're 1-10 going into the game or 10-1, you have a chance to win this game just because of what this rivalry means and the way and how serious everyone involved with it takes it. I basically just had a chat with Jeff Brohm over on Sirius XM Radio about this very same thing, head coach of the Boilers. So took all I had to be as professional as possible in that sort of setting. But look, and there's no love lost between these two teams, and the fact that it's an in-state rivalry is a big piece of it. And so, I think it's even more interesting for the guys at IU this year to see a former Hoosier over there and Reese Taylor. So, that you don't see that very often, a player transferring from IU to go to Purdue or vice versa. So that kind of adds to it. When you walk into the locker room, there's a different feeling in this week, Monday, Tuesday, whenever it is, that first day after the game before Purdue, their old IDS articles up on the whiteboard, that kind of talk about what it means to be a Hoosier in this game and what it means to look, like I said, hate Purdue in a way that you can within the framework of a football game. I go back to some great quotes from Kywin Supernaw and guys that played in the 80s and the 90s and just you kind of get a sense for what it means to suit up in this game. And it's an anything goes type of game. And you got to have your head on a swivel and you got to understand that each team, wants to win this thing supremely.
Last week, IU wins the brass platoon.
Yep.
Kind of turns the season around from regression to rebound.
Yeah.
How big was that win for IU on Saturday?
That's a great way to put it. Might use that on the broadcast, Sammy. Regression to rebound, and I think it's a great description of what that game felt like. And it's huge in a lot of ways because does it give you a picture of what the future might be like at quarterback with Dexter Williams? Does it give you a sense of what the future might be like with a player like Jalen Lucas, who had his second kick return touchdown of the season? So I think there's a lot to be excited about in the future. And I think that game gave us a picture of that. I think you saw a lot of young players play in that game, as you have for a lot of this season. And it's a rivalry game. It's the Spittoon, and you beat a team on the road for the first time in Big Ten play, this year. And I think that's a big deal too. And I think it shows you what this team can be when everyone does their job to the best of their ability. And I think that's what it's going to take again to beat Purdue.
Well, let's go through how each team can win this game. Yeah. IU wins this game if.
Yeah, IU wins this game if the run game plays as well as it did a week ago. And if the ball is in Dexter Williams's hands as much as it was in that last game, and he uses his legs to his advantage again with that degree of success, that's how Indiana wins this game offensively. And I think it'll come down to some turnovers. I think the secondary, which, you know, we talked about, you know, before the Illinois game as being the strength of not just this defense, but this team, with as many seasoned veterans there in Taiwan Mullen and Jalen Williams and Brian Fitzgerald and Monster Matthews. And, you know, even some of the depth players like Jonathan Haynes and Josh Sanguinetti and guys that have been around here for a little while, have played before. And they need to be at their best in this game, because you know that Purdue's going to sling it around a little bit. I think you're going to have to see Desan McCullough's best game rushing the passer. I think you need to see someone else rush the passer, because I haven't seen that. You know, Lance Bryant's kind of been maybe that other guy that's been getting to the quarterback on a fairly consistent basis. That's got to be a piece of it too. So rushing the passer and defending the pass, and then run game for IU. And then look, for Purdue, it's about doing what you do. It's about being successful in the pass game. And if they can do that, if they're converting third downs, if they are completing passes at will, kind of like Michigan State was for a good part of that game. That was one of the best games I've seen Peyton Thorne play, by the way, in the snow and in the elements. If Aiden O'Connell has that kind of day and has that kind of minimal resistance in the pass game, it could be a long day. So that those are kind of the avenues that I'm looking at.
All right. Predictions. We'll both give the same prediction.
We know IU's going to win. Come on. Yeah. Yep. We know IU's going to win this thing. What do you got?
So let's go with, what is a win to go 5-7 after that 7-game losing streak, after all the talk about a Tom Allen buyout and all those things? What is a win over Purdue? 2 straight trophy games wins. And maybe an outside shot at a bowl game at 5-7.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we saw what Rutgers a year ago, right? Had that opportunity at 5-7. I guess it's not all lost, but, I think what it does is it paints a picture for prospective Hoosiers, right? It paints a picture for the transfer portal. Like, hey, go look at those last 2 games and look at how these dudes fought for their head coach and for this coaching staff. On a 7-game losing streak and still find a way to come out and get a dub against Michigan State and then eventually Purdue. So I think that's kind of what it does, and it sells what Indiana football can be when it's at its best. It sells Tom Allen to recruits in high school. It sells Tom Allen to players in the transfer portal that are looking for their next home. I think that's really a really valuable, and plus it keeps Purdue out of the Big Ten championship game, which, you know, if Iowa loses to Nebraska, Purdue's right next in line to take that spot. So that would be pretty gratifying in and of itself. So with that, we might, you know, you look at these last 2 games, we might have kept Michigan State from bowl eligibility, and you might keep Purdue from getting the Big Ten championship game. As far as rivalry goes, that's like 4 wins in 2 games.
Yeah, it's 2 schools you recruit against for common
great
players,
yeah.
And you get trophies back as well to point and say, hey, facility evidence that you're better than those 2 schools. Rhett, final question.
Yeah.
Has Decker Williams done enough to go into the offseason as QB1, or does he have to prove it a little bit more going into spring practice?
He's not there yet. We've seen him do what IU needed this year, which was get out of trouble with an offensive line still trying to find its way. And he did that as good as I've seen anybody do it this year. He's been electric in the run game. We need to see that electricity in the pass game. Saw it on those, you know, maybe the 2 most important completions, which were that long throw to AJ Barner in the overtime, and then the 2-point conversion as well. you know, down the stretch there, but you're not going to win many games with three completions, technically two, because we don't count the 2-point conversion in official stats. So he's got to show us a bit more in the pass game, consistent accuracy. Maybe we see that a bit here in Purdue. I would imagine that either way, we're still looking at some semblance of a competition in spring ball, depending on who's here and who isn't. And then I would love to open fall camp with a starter. I don't want to, I wouldn't want to see this thing go into fall camp saying we still don't know who our guy is. I'd love to know. And I'm sure Tom Allen would too, would love to know that if it's Dexter or whomever else, we know who the starting quarterback is going to be going into fall camp. So I think either way, you're probably going to see spring ball is still a bit of a proving ground.
That would be a welcome change. It's been a couple of years since you got into season, the starter, third cut starter there. Thank you for joining us. You can catch Rhett Lewis and Don Fisher on the broadcast at 3:30 in Memorial Stadium on the IU Radio Networks. Indiana's playing Purdue for the bucket, chance to go 5-7, win another trophy game. Rhett, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for joining us.
Same to you, Sammy. All right, we'll see you in the booth, buddy.
See ya.
All right, buddy. Thanks again, man.